Do you have an eye for God? In Matthew 13, verse 16 says, "But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear." Matthew intrigues me because, blessed are your eyes because they see. What else are eyes made to do but see? Or could it mean that seeing is more than just eyesight? Could it have less to do with my own myopic vision and more to do with my heart? Perhaps this kind of seeing is more about seeking and finding and trusting that the one who said he would always be with me is really with me. It's like the story in 2 Kings 6, when the servant of Elijah found himself surrounded by the enemy. And all he could see was the enemy, because his eyes was focused on what he thought could destroy him. He missed that even though he was surrounded by the enemies, he wasn't overcome by the enemies. Let me say it again. His eyes were focused on what he thought could destroy him, but he missed the fact that what he thought could destroy him had not destroyed him. Are you like that servant? Are you like me? Sometimes I struggle to see because there's so much going on in my life. I understand where he's coming from because I'll focus on the problem. I'll focus on the issue. I'll focus on the situation, and that will distract me from seeing the truth. And the truth is, God is right there. He's protecting. He's providing. And that's why Matthew reminds us, blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Can you see what God is doing right now? Can you see God protecting you? Can you see God providing a way for you? Can you see God opening doors? Can you see God closing doors? Can you see God keeping the enemy at bay, that you can keep on making it, even through difficult times? Today, check your eyes. And make sure that you can see that God is right there with you. Be blessed, saints. In Jesus' name, amen.